The key to Walmart's success is no secret. Put the customer first and make sure you offer the absolute lowest price available on nearly every item in the store. Walmart's strategy has been so successful that some economists are studying what they call the Walmart effect, the role the giant retailer is playing in holding down the economy's overall inflation rate. The company's growing dominance also is changing the relationship between it and the thousands of suppliers it does business with. In the second part of our series on Walmart, NPR's Wade Goodwin reports that many suppliers are building their overall marketing strategy around the retailer.
If you want to understand just how exalted a place Walmart has come to occupy in the hearts of its suppliers, walk into Newell Rubbermaid's new satellite office in Bentonville, Arkansas. The lobby looks like any corporate entryway, but step through an innocent-looking door in the middle of the back wall, and you step into a Walmart Supercenter twilight zone.
So here, this here is our what we call our layout room. And what you've got is the planograms, or modulars as they're called, that are exactly as they would be in a Walmart store. So we
Steve Shire is president of Newell Rubbermaid's Walmart division, 16 companies supplying Walmart with more than 2,000 products, from Graco strollers to Goody hair care to liquid paper to Levalor blinds. And this is Shire's brainchild, a Bentonville satellite office that is an exact replica of the interior of a Walmart store. Same light fixtures overhead, same signs in the aisles, same barcodes on the price tags, same displays, which they call planograms. Only one thing is different: no customers stocking their carts with everyday low prices.
What this is great for is if a buyer comes over here, we're working on a planogram with them. We've got it right here. No distractions. We don't get in the way of the customer, which is a big issue. When you're over at the store, they say, you know, the aisles belong to the customer.
Walk upstairs to where the Newell Rubbermaid staff actually work, and lo and behold, the interior decoration is a perfect duplication of Walmart's corporate headquarters half a mile down the road. Up on the walls, next to pictures of the great man himself, are little frame nuggets of Sam Walton wisdom.
What I wanted to do was build an office that was consistent with Walmart's culture. So you'll see upstairs we've got a lot of the same cubicles. In fact, the carpeting in this building is Walmart spec carpeting. We had to actually get permission to use it here, but I wanted the Walmart buyers and merchandising people to feel like this was their home too.
Without shame, Steve Shire and Newell Rubbermaid have created the first supplier-constructed Walmart shrine in the world.
I think they were real pleased with what we'd put together, because we made this office really about the product. The product's the hero. It wasn't about a bunch of fancy offices and people.
More than 400 Walmart suppliers have offices that ring the company headquarters here in Bentonville, and the next 5 years we'll see hundreds more. It is helping to fuel an economic boom in Northwest Arkansas. Now, being one of Walmart's more than 10,000 suppliers is not all wine and roses all the time. Walmart is now so big that it has changed the balance of power between supplier and retailer. It wasn't that long ago that suppliers decided what they would charge for their products, and the many retailers of the world could take it or leave it. Shire says those days are gone. The many retailers of the world aren't that many anymore, thanks in no small part to Walmart. And Walmart is so dominant, suppliers want and need to have Walmart on board. So now the company and suppliers decide together what a product is going to cost.
Historically, we were sort of, the supplier base wasn't innovating fast enough. They weren't investing in the back end, making themselves more operationally efficient. So the easy thing, the lazy thing to do is just every year, here's my new price list. And I think that worked very well for, you know, years when you had a myriad of retailers. All of a sudden, 5-6 years ago, it became a whole different landscape. And we had to get better. So the way you do it now is you innovate.
Shire says that Newell Rubbermaid gradually learned from Walmart that it's new products that sell. So in response, over the last 2 years, Rubbermaid has pushed 8 years' worth of research and development through its system. And some of these new products have become Rubbermaid's bestsellers. So all in all, Newell Rubbermaid is pretty happy with Walmart. But for other suppliers, it's a bit more complicated. Perhaps no supplier better illustrates that than Procter & Gamble. Sit down with top P&G executive Tom Muccio at their office in nearby Fayetteville And the first thing he will do is put his company's relationship with Walmart in its proper context.
This is an excerpt from the Fortune 500. So we do $8 billion with them today, and if we were an independent company on the Fortune 500 list, we would be the 234th largest company. Just the division that does business with Walmart.
After years of helping P&G sell an Everest-sized mountain of Tide, in 2001, Walmart introduced its own brand of laundry detergent. Only Walmart's detergent is roughly half the price of Tide. Muccio insists this doesn't hurt Procter & Gamble's feelings.
The fact that there are some categories where they have private labels that are substantially lower in price, that's part of the economics of the modern world.
So what happens to Walmart suppliers when Walmart starts supplying itself with its own private label, a label that is invariably lower in price? Already, Walmart's Old Roy dog food has charged past Purina to become the top brand in the world. Companies like Procter & Gamble are having to rethink strategy and concentrate on protecting their major brands. These days, when Walmart acts, everyone, even its most trusted suppliers like Procter & Gamble, must react.
If we're not continually innovating, and if we're not continually watching our cost, then we open the market for Walmart and any other competitor to come in and take our business.
So, is Walmart Procter & Gamble's treasured business partner or P&G's most dangerous competitor? Well, both. Like others, Procter & Gamble is learning that if you want to ride the Walmart tiger, hang on to its tail tightly so as not to get eaten. Wade Goodwin, NPR News.
Tomorrow, Walmart sealed the fate of many small-town businesses, but some towns have figured out a way to survive and even prosper.